Okay, I'm Ramon Arancibia from Virginia Tech at the Eastern Shore. I'm going to talk about project with the Southern Sarre that we have with the road covers and trying to figure out if we can use a road cover in the summer. A little bit of a background here. Low tunnels or road covers are part of protected agriculture. Are used to extend the growing season in temperate climates. It protects against light freezes, hard freezes won't work, increases temperature and enhances growth, mostly used in the spring and the fall. Usually, growers think that row covers are good to protect for freezes, and once there is risk of a freeze, they remove the row cover or they don't use it anymore. They think that it's not worth it, or they think it actually becomes pretty hot under the tunnel or under the row cover, thinking that it's going to affect the plant. And that's one of the reasons what I'm doing here, based on, well, also people use it as an insect barrier, very efficient. We're going to see some pictures here. More affordable, in my opinion, more affordable than high tunnels, and have the advantage that they can be moved in comparison to a high tunnel. Although some people say that the high tunnels are movable, in certain cases are, but most of the high tunnels are fixed. Yeah. Well, this is one of my first works in Louisiana with watermelons and row covers. And you see there in the pictures, there's no pointer here, right? Yeah, with the mouse, okay. You see the large growth, vegetative growth of the ones that were covered in comparison to the ones that were not covered. And effectively, if you see the top pictures here, that's the minimum temperature recorded during the time, 4 weeks, that those plants were covered in the spring. And effectively, we go down, this is a reference temperature, minimum temperature for the weather station. And effectively, in a closed freezing event, the road cover did increase the temperature about 4 Celsius degrees Celsius. That's about 7 Fahrenheit. But what it came to my attention is the maximum temperature you see here. Under the tunnel, I measure 55 to 60. That's 110, 140 degrees Fahrenheit. A lot of people would think that plant cannot handle that temperature. But you see the picture, this one, well, at least watermelon can handle it pretty good. So it was a little, that was my question. Do the plants really are affected by these high temperatures or not? And based on this, it came the question is, can we grow vegetable crops in the summer where there is no risk of freezing with row covers, well, to protect against insects and also to increase vegetative growth? And that's mainly my hypothesis and what I've been trying to do. Conditions, the macroenvironmental conditions under the row cover can enhance vegetative growth and increase yield of leafy vegetables throughout the season, including the summer, hot summers. So in Virginia, we picked the kale and Swiss chard because they are pretty high value crops for small farmers. They sell directly. There's a good demand. At least in Virginia, they have D.C. very close by, in addition to Virginia Beach. So they have a good market, high value, high income market. Mainly grown in the spring and a little bit in the fall, but wanted to see if we can extend that season into the summer or throughout the summer. As I said, mainly production quality in the summer is limited during the environmental conditions are too hot. Or mainly pest, in my opinion, what is the problem. So the objective of this study was to determine the growth response and production of kale and Swiss chard under low tunnels in comparison to open field, determine the differences in the level of pest injury between row cover and open field that would result in unmarketable produce. We did three experiments in 2016, so one in the spring, one in the summer, one in the fall, and at the Eastern Shore, that is across the bay from Virginia Beach. The soil is a Boyac sandy loam soil. We use plastic mulch and drip irrigation, fertigation weekly with Peter soluble 20-20-20 at 10.5 pounds of nitrogen per acre per week. So it was practically through the drip irrigation every week we would put a fertilizer. Cultivars were fork hook giant and Toscano for kale, peppermint and starboard for Swiss chard. And all the transplants were grown in the greenhouse. This is a view of the March planting, the spring planting. In March, we use white plastic mulch. Treatment, of course, spoon bonded of 1 ounce per square yard and open field. Plots were about the trials were about 3 meters long and 1.8 wide and double rows on the bed. We did not spray any insecticides in any of the 3 trials to see the difference of insect infestation and damage in comparison to the cover crops or the row covers. I'm sorry. This is the main planting. We started with the wire hoops. Then as the kale grows too tall, as we'll see how tall they get, we had to raise the type of hoops with PVC to make it taller than just the wire hoops. In the summer, we use 0.5 ounces per square yard, and also we add an insect net and as an additional treatment. You can see this one is an insect net. These ones are row covers in here and the opals field. And in this case, also, we use black and white mulch to compare if there was any difference in temperature. This is the September, the fall planting, similar black and white mulch, the row cover and the insect net. In this case, the row cover was a thicker 1 ounce per square yard. We measure temperature under the row cover and under the insect net. As you can see, this is one of the views when we were harvesting. We use this scale or index for insect damage. In here, we have a chart. Mainly, we did five scale in chart, four in the case of kale, and both of them. We used the first one had no damage. This one has very little damage or holes damaged by insects. And the other three we consider unmarketable. So the two most healthy ones, in all of them, we consider marketable, and the other ones we consider unmarketable. We did several harvests, and we removed the leaf every 2 or 4 weeks, depending on the conditions. And we did the insect feeding injury index. In the two best categories were what we consider marketable. This is the view of the first trial in the spring. You can see practically the big difference in growth. This is chart. Back here is the two charts, varieties, and in the back there were the Swiss chard. And here you see first the Swiss chard and the kale. I'm sorry, the kale is here. The kale is back behind. You can see the big difference between the one that were covered and the were not covered. And temperatures, we can see here, air temperature was slightly, the mean was slightly higher under the row cover, but you can see that the temperature, the maximum was significantly higher. We didn't get 140 degrees in the spring, but we got a few days at 40 degrees Celsius. That's the minimum. There was not much difference in minimum. In terms of yield, you can see the big difference in yield. We have here a fork hook giant, no covers. The blue are the marketable. The red are the non-marketable. And the gray is the total yield. Big difference between the cover and non-cover. The same thing with the Toscano. Huge difference between marketable and non-marketable. Between cover and non-cover. Although the unmarketable seems like it's similar, the proportion is considerable different between row cover and non-row cover. One of the things that I have to point out here, although in the open field the injury was mostly due to insect, under the row cover was not to insect, it was to rubbing the foliage to the row cover, to the fabric. So that can be fixed, but I didn't write it here, but I wanted to point out the difference at the injury in the row cover was not by insects. Similar with the Swiss chard, The rock cover is much higher yield than the no rock cover in both Starboard and Peppermint. And in general, rock cover does increase in the spring, increase vegetative growth, and that results in increased yield. Here we saw, have some of the insects that we saw: salt marsh caterpillar, harlequin bug, imported cabbage, and other ones. This one in the middle is the harlequin bug. This one is the imported cabbage worm, this one is the salt marsh caterpillar. No, I'm sorry, vice versa. Salt marsh is this one, and this one, I'm not an entomologist, if somebody can help me. I'm pretty sure here's the things. The spring crop, the same thing as a view. Temperatures here, we get more than 40, 45 degrees under the rock cover, and also under whether it was a white or a black rock cover. The net did not increase as much. The net temperatures were was similar to the open, a little bit higher, but not significant. In terms of pictures in the summer, this is the chart, black plastic, no cover, rock cover, much larger plants. No cover and rock cover, much larger plant. The other chart, this is under white plastic, similarly. There is also the rock cover here is a little larger plants, same as this one in comparison to the no rock cover. The kale example, even the kale you can see here in the no cover, some of the damage of the insect. But in any case, rock cover is much larger plant in all cases. And this one here is with the insect net, also much larger plants. Another picture of this is with white plastic, the same in kale, much larger plants when they were under the rock cover or net. Same thing in with the harvest, the net and the rock cover were much larger yield than the no rock cover in all varieties, whether with black plastic or mulch plastic. Same here, much larger proportion of unmarketable foliage. Same with the peppermint chart and the starboard chart, a much larger yield of a marketable when it was covered in comparison to no cover. This is the fall crop, similar. We have much higher temperatures under the row cover, white or black. And same thing with the yield, much larger yields and less insect injury than with the no cover. So overall, yeah, similar here with peppermint chart, and overall conclusions, summer production of leafy vegetables is possible under row covers and netting in coastal Virginia. Row cover increased temperature and enhanced vegetative growth and yield. Netting improved vegetative growth and yields also. Mulch color influenced vegetative growth in the sense that it was better than, that shouldn't be clear there. Mulch color in this case was not much difference between black and white. In other situations, I've seen differences, but not in this case. Rock cover and insect nests reduced the incidence of pests and the injury level in the crop. And with that, appreciate your attention, and if you have any questions. I didn't sense any bitterness in this. Even we had some lettuce, and I didn't sense much bitterness. It might be the varieties. I don't know.